Was that Wells with you outside? Does he want to join us for din- No, Clark said, more sharply than she'd meant to. Can you sit down? I need to talk to you. She crossed the room and settled on a chair facing her parents, trembling as two violent forces waged war for control of her body, burning fury and desperate hope. She needed her parents to admit what they'd done to justify her anger, but she also prayed they'd have a good excuse. I figured out the password, she said simply. I've been in the lab. Her mother's eyes widened as she sank back onto the couch. Then she took a deep breath, and for a moment, Clark hoped she'd try to explain, that she had the words to make it all better. But then she whispered the phrase Clark had been dreading. I'm sorry. Her father took his wife's hand, his eyes on Clark.
I'm sorry you had to see that, he said quietly. I know it's shocking. But they don't feel any pain, we make sure of that.
How could you? The question felt flimsy, incapable of supporting the weight of her accusation, but she couldn't think of anything else to ask. You're experimenting on people, on children. Saying it aloud made her stomach churn. Bile crept up her throat. Her mother closed her eyes. We didn't have a choice, she said softly. We've spent years trying to test radiation levels in other ways. You know that. When we reported back to the Vice Chancellor there was no way to gather conclusive evidence without human studies, we thought he understood it was a dead end. But then he insisted that we... Her voice cracked. Clark didn't need her to finish the sentence. We had no choice, she repeated desperately. We always have a choice, Clark said, trembling. You could have said no. I would have let them kill me before I agreed to that. But he didn't threaten to kill us. Her father's voice was infuriatingly quiet. Then what the hell are you doing this for? Clark asked shrilly. He said he would kill you. The birdsong trailed off, leaving a charged silence in its wake, as if the music had seeped into the stillness, imbuing the air with melody. Wow, Wells said softly. That was amazing. He was still facing the trees, but he'd extended his arm toward her, as if reaching through time to hold the hand of the girl who used to love him. The spell was broken. Clark stiffened and, without a word, headed back toward the infirmary.